Was there a trail over there or a road?
There was roads. They wasn't like that now.
Uh-huh.
The roads wasn't, they was just, oh, just dirt roads.
Uh-huh.
Now they've got black roads.
Uh-huh. But people would walk the 15 or 20 miles. Now when you went over there with a wagon, what was pulling that wagon?
Well, horses or steers.
Uh-huh.
I went both ways.
You could drive steers right over that mountain?
No. We went over on Mill Creek there, and the road men went around the mountain.
How long?
And it'd take you 3 or 4 hours to go.
Uh-huh. And the 3 or 4 hours and with the steers, or the... and then you just... now, when you went with a wagon, would you stay overnight?
Well, most of the time. See, my husband, his people is all there, and I visited them a lot.
I see. But that's about as far east as you've been?
Yeah.
To Beaver?
Yeah.
And have you ever been south of Irwin?
No. Irwin's further, I went that way.
Uh-huh. Have you ever been up, you said you were in Virginia?
Well, that was Maryland, back in that country.
Uh-huh. Is that up in the corner, right up in the tri-state, with three states?
Yeah, when you went out of Tennessee and to Virginia, that was the first I'd ever been in Virginia.
Now, when you went up there, you had to go by wagon?
Yeah, we went by wagon. My brother's daughter lived there, and I went and visited her, and him and his wife went. We went in the wagon.
Was that a good day's drive over there?
Yes, well, we went in less than a day.
Uh-huh.
We started early one morning, got there about 2 o'clock, I believe.
Uh-huh.
We had about six hours, I guess, to go.
When you go on a visit like that, I suppose you'd stay for different lengths of time.
Yeah, sometimes 3 or 4 days or something.
And did your relatives then come over here to...
Yes, they come over to see us.
Uh-huh.
And stay the same way.
Uh-huh. But it was...
I planned on going to Indiana.
Uh-huh.
And I never did get to go.
Now, do you have some...
A daughter there. Live there. Uh-huh. Died.
Is that an Elkhart, you said?
Indiana. To the side of Ohio.
Uh-huh. Just north of...
Back in there, that section.
Yeah. North of Cincinnati. Have to go through Cincinnati up in Louisville.
Yeah.
But you never... they're working on the road up here, around down here.
Yeah.
Can you smell that wood burning? Does that come over here?
I don't know what it does. It was a burning brush.
Yeah. Yeah, there are they got some big stumps over there.
They're making a road from down there across to what we call Cracker's Neck.
Oh, what's Cracker's Neck?
Well, that's just a community after you pass Stout Springs and Slim Springs and you go on the Cracker's Neck.
Uh-huh. You know why they call it that?
Well, I forget what it went by.
Uh-huh. Were there some people you called crackers?
No, I don't know who there was or not.
They didn't call anybody crackers.
I don't know what gives its name.
Uh-huh. Now, I saw a sign down here, Vaught's Gap. Is Vaught's Gap a...
church.
That's a church. Uh-huh. But was there a place called Vaught's Gap?
No, I don't recall.
I just wondered if there was a place in the mountain.
Well, yes, there's a Vaught's Gap way back in the mountain somewhere.
That's...
old man Vaught's. They had land that went to the Vaught's Gap, they called it. I reckon.